here we are, once more on the Belle and Todd almost accidental adventure train as it steams like an express into episode 4. Woo woo. Last week, Belle and Todd managed to cure the marvelous princess who couldn't sit down with Todd's ever-ready bicycle repair kit. They were rewarded with the key to the royal garden shed, which gives them something to do while they discover how to use the magic compass they stole from Captain One-Eye. The pirates are maintaining their tail on the One-Eye ship in the hope that they can find out where they are, and both vessels lie becalmed just out of reach of our spatting pair. Away, then, to the royal garden.
There aren't any vegetables, Todd.
I've looked everywhere and there isn't so much as a radish.
So it's obvious what we've got to do, isn't it?
Yes.
Will you get the string and some steaks, or shall I?
No, you do it. I'm going to dig around for a rotavator.
Oh, whoopee. What? So I get to watch you enjoying yourself again, do I? Once, Todd, just once, I'd like the chance to turn over virgin soil with something that doesn't involve backache and bruised knees.
So you think you could handle it, do you?
Well, of course I could.
You can't even drive.
Neither can you.
But I've got a bicycle.
Oh, and that counts, does it?
This sort of thing goes on for some time, as you're well aware by now. It usually ends in this way.
There. That's the last of them. It's a fair-sized plot, Todd.
And luckily I found this, then. Stand back!
I think we'll skip this next bit. It's all boys, toys and noise. Before we pop over to the princess, who's in her tower, eating, can you believe this, bread and honey? The curious among you may be interested in the outcome of my industrial dispute. Well, as you can hear, it was resolved. There were smacked wrists all round and I got a lovely pay rise. Isn't that nice? What a marvellous union I have.
So if the bees make the honey squirt, what is all this nonsense Daddy keeps talking about with birds and things?
I'm not really sure, Your Highness. Get His Majesty to tell you about rabbits instead. I found it a lot easier to grasp.
I'd rather he talk about horses.
Perhaps not, Princess. It may give you a bit of a shock.
Put some more honey on this bread squirt. It is not quite up to the edge. This shock, what sort would it be?
Big, Your Highness.
Why?
Something to do with riding side saddle.
Squirt, you're not paying attention.
Yes, Princess. What the devil's that noise?
It's outside, isn't it? You may look out of the window, Squirt.
Saints alive, it's the Belle and Todd. What did you say to him, Princess?
What do you mean, get out of the way, Squirt?
I heard a scream. Is everything all right?
Sergeant Tinman, get your men together and meet me in a garden. A travesty is occurring.
Princess?
Do as he says.
Will number one Tin Platoon do, sir?
Yes, just be quick about it.
Of course you will have deduced this already, but I do have to make certain. Belle and Todd have made a bit of a mess of the croquet lawn, and as a consequence are about to experience a surprise attack at the hands of Squirt, Sergeant Tinman and his Tin Pot Platoon. Oh, cruel irony.
Belle, hurry up, quick!
I can't. These things operate in their own time.
But we're in desperate trouble.
Oh, I should say so. I can't drop my flies.
Stand still, the Belle and Todd. You're under arrest for desecrating the ancient croquet lawn.
Not if I can help it. Run, Belle, run!
Oh, my goodness, wait for me!
After them!
My voice.
Yes, sir?
Where's Bosun One Arm?
Negotiating the short-term rent of a pistol from Fourfingers.
Higher, matey.
Negotiating the short-term rent...
Higher.
But I can't get any higher!
Rent, man, rent!
I will, sir, if I try any harder!
Oh, get out of my sight, high voice. I can't be bothered. Bosun One Arm!
Yes, sir, Captain One Eye.
Say, matey, you're sharp today.
Oh, I was just here, sir, polishing me bell.
That's the ship's bell, Bosun. I want no jealousy in my crew.
But I ring it.
I don't want to know, mister. Listen, have you seen the sextant?
Oh, I thought you didn't allow that sort of thing on board, sir.
Wait a minute. I thought you were hiring a pistol from Fourfingers.
Three fingers, Captain.
Three fingers?
Yes, sir, you wouldn't let go.
Looks like a bit of a rampus on the mainland, Captain.
Bosun, who we got in the crow's nest?
Left here, sir. I'm a bit deaf in this one.
Crow's nest, matey. Who's in it?
Left ear, Captain.
Hang fire there, Bosun. Hold up your left arm. That was your left ear.
Able seaman left ear, sir.
Crow's nest?
Correct.
Good. Hand me my glass. Let's see what the fuss is all about.
Would you allow me to offer it up to the old eye there, Captain, to avoid any washline confusion?
What's the meaning of this? It's near mutiny, Bosun! I'll have you swinging for the nearest yard arm. Hand me my glass.
Very good, sir.
No.
Had her eye, sir.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid it's not going to be possible to avoid some noise here, but to be forewarned is to be forearmed. Captain One Eye, excited by the improbable chase taking place in the royal grounds, found himself unable to contain his roused passions and ordered broadside after broadside to be aimed at the melee. The actions of men are really quite unfathomable, aren't they? Bell and Todd, regretting their middle age and excess poundage, seemed to be heading for a rather ill-thought-out sanctuary. Stand back as we enter the fray.
In here!
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, quick.
Brilliant. It's the garden shed. We're caught like potatoes in a pan.
No, we're not. They'll go straight past you. See if they don't.
Come out with your hands up. You can't escape. You're surrounded.
Now what do we do?
Oh, I don't know. It's your plan.
We can try the compass, I suppose.
That thing, it's useless. It's a pair of underpants, a liability. That's what it is.
No, wait. There's some writing on the side.
Hurry up. We know you're in there.
Be there in a minute.
But there wasn't any writing on it before.
I know. Strange, isn't it? I think they're instructions.
I'm going to count to three. Then we're coming in, ready or not. One!
Come on, then. Let's do it.
Two!
Here goes.
Three! Come in!
Oh, they've gone. You men, search this place top to bottom. They can't have gone far.
Bad Pirate Simon.
Bad Pirate Simon, Tarquin.
Oh, look, Tark, it's a bit busy. Give a chap a half hour.
Whiff.
Shoot.
All that dreadful noise, stop.
Great.
Catch you later.
Ciao.
Toodaloo.
Pip.
Adios.
Just get off the damn phone, Tarkers.
Sorry.
Beep. Ah.
Do be quiet, Benjamin. Have a nut.
Most kind. Ah. Ciao. Beep.
What happens now, Bad Pirate Simon?
Well, Bad Pirate Nigel, you've put down your card, so I have to follow with one of mine. There. Oh, dear, they're the same.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Let's see what the Bad Pirate Handbook has to say about this. Hand it down to me, would you?
There you are.
C-C-A... Ah, here we are. Cards, games of. The only permitted game of cards, because of its universal appeal and simplicity, is... Oh, I say, that's a bit rum.
Yo-ho-ho!
Yo-ho-ho, obviously, is that of Snap. Cards are divided equally between Bad Pirate and Bad Pirate, and they, in turn, lay one card at a time in front of them. When two cards appear that are the same, the Bad Pirates are to shout, Snap. First utter wins both piles. Play until one Bad Pirate has all the piles.
Is it medical, then, Bad Pirate Simon?
Educational, I think, but I can't imagine why anyone would want to be in the winner's cummerbund. Oh, well, let's play. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
After three. One, two, three,
snap!
Oh, dear, who said it first?
I think it was you.
Oh, are you sure? Let's try again. One, two...
Lost! Ah! Lost! We're all lost!
Don't be silly, Benjamin. Only one person can lose the game.
One eye! Ah! One eye!
Language, Benjamin. What is it now?
The one-eye types have disappeared, Bad Pirate Simon.
What?
Nowhere to be seen. Dropped off the face of the earth. Oh,
botheration! Bad Pirate Nigel, mix me a stiff one. We're in a bit of a fix. It appears the world is still flat and old One-Eye has left us high and dry.
God, how embarrassing!
The world, of course, is a sphere and always has been, but the mysterious disappearance of Captain One-Eye does create special difficulties for our lost pirates. When the weather changes, I expect they'll go in search. So, where are Bell and Todd? You wouldn't believe me if I told you, so I don't suppose I shall.
I'm sick and tired of getting bloody wet. If I get trench foot by the end of this, I won't be a bit surprised.
Oh, stop complaining. It's the same for me.
I told you that compass was a liability.
It got us out of a sticky situation. Don't forget that. Oi, army snappers. I'll just add the front lock crayon, and let me tell you, it won't cheat.
Trousers in heaven, a crocodile.
What's the matter, mate? What'd you expect in a swamp? Something fluffy and soft, something with udders, maybe? What about something woolly and stupid?
No, sorry.
Yes, sorry.
Well, mate, your mind's up.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
What's you a couple of whatchamacallits then?
I think you can let go now, Bell.
What?
My hand, let go. It doesn't look like we're on the menu.
Menu? Give me a break. I just had me lunch.
Lunch? Good.
Yeah, let me just give you two a smidgen of advice.
Oh, my giddy. Why, Francis, something else.
Will you let go?
Sorry, Todd.
Well, that's Lavinia, my missus. Say hello, Lavinia.
Hello, Lavinia.
She's a card, isn't she, sweetheart?
No, I'm a crocodile, just like you.
She cracks me up, she really does. You crack me up, Lavin.
Oh, don't, Bernard. You make me sound like a toilet.
What's your name, then?
Belle.
And Todd.
Belle, eh? Oh, clang-a-lang-a-lang.
Oh, you greedy git, Lavin. I wanted that one. Yeah, there's only Todd left and you can't do nothing with it.
What about Todger? Oh, that's a good one.
You're a genius, my sweet.
Oh, get away. You just got a reptilian brain.
Oh, look, you come and meet the nippers.
No, I don't think so. Thanks all the same.
Really? Oh, they're sharp little things. You'll love them, honest.
Really? We're just trying to get home.
Oh, come on. In a bunch of smashes or... Or should I say Nasher?
Oh, thank Bernard. You're getting as bad as me, you are. Anyway, Jeremy, Julian, Jemima, Jane, Justin, Julia and Godfrey...
Don't ask, all right.
..have gone off to chase the piranhas.
Piranhas?
Oh, yeah, that's the advice. Watch out for them piranhas. They all love that white, fleshy stuff you've got. And keep a weather eye out for Swamp Woman. She'll be after that compass thing under your arm as sure as eggs. All right, well, we'll be off then. Listen, if you're ever in any trouble, and I mean any trouble, just whistle.
And we won't come because we're not dogs.
You're one lamb, nice.
Don't do that, Bern.
I think you'll agree things have raced on somewhat, so I'm sure you'll forgive a little omission on my part, something I'm about to correct. But before I do, let me assure you that the crocodile family will not be appearing again. Right, back to the swamp. Now with that added something, and onward to the long-awaited encounter with the delectable Swamp Woman.
Oh, is that you?
What?
That appalling...
Oh, my goodness, no, it most certainly is not.
What the devil is it?
Oh, dear me, it smells like the back end of a trouser smash.
No, it's worse.
The front end?
No, you're being ridiculous.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Forgive this interruption, but this is quite remarkable. Belle and Todd have agreed. Excuse me. Back to the swamp.
Is that you? That nipping.
What sort of nipping?
Nip-nipping.
No, it's not me.
Oh, there it is again.
I'm getting it now. A bit more than you, I think.
Nip-nip-nipping?
Yes.
Me too.
Watch your voice, you're still here. If you take my advice, you won't be. And if you don't, you won't be.
What do you mean we won't be?
I'll tell you no nothing.
Ow!
There you are, you see. You've got a bad case of the paisley pyjamas.
I don't understand. Ow!
Piranhas, you stupid ass.
Oh, dear. It looks like we're going to have to rush. Next week, crocodiles no, Swamp Woman yes, nasty spot for Bill and Todd, but they'll get out of it. One Eye's about, pirates get close. Me, Diana, this gin and tonic, goodbye.